Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries and thrillers and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. This week I'm talking about A Lovely Way to Burn by Louise Welsh, published by John Murray in 2014. This week is about a murdered boyfriend, a mysterious package and a plague. Stevie's new boyfriend stands her up in a bar. Their relationship has been casual and she plans to call it off when he eventually calls to apologise. But when she hears nothing from him, for a few days, she calls his workplace. He's a surgeon, so it's a hospital, and they tell Stevie that Simon is on holidays and he's been on holidays all week. Stevie has a key to his flat, so she decides to go collect the few belongings she's left behind and instead finds his dead body. Now Stevie does the right thing, she calls the police and leaves Simon's flat, but Simon's cousin pays her a visit a few days later with a note from Simon addressed to her. The letter tells her Simon has hidden a package inside her flat and asks her to deliver the package to one person and one person only and to not trust anyone else with the contents. Stevie is feeling unwell with flu-like symptoms, and added to the grieving, she locks herself away in her flat to recover, but she doesn't realise that she is not the only person feeling sick, and the rest of London is coming down with a deadly plague. But for some reason, Stevie is not like everyone else, and after a few days of feeling weak and feverish, she emerges from her flat to deliver the parcel in accordance with Simon's instructions. But as she emerges, she sees the extent of the plague, now called the sweats, and her life is in danger as someone tries to attack her and grab the parcel as she comes out of work. Now, while everyone else thinks Simon has died of the sweats, like thousands of others around him, Stevie is convinced that Simon was murdered, and now she's determined to find out the truth. There are a few things I particularly liked about this book. Firstly, the pacing. It was an effortless read. It drew me right into the story and carried me along into the mystery. I followed Stevie on her mission to deliver the parcel and find out the truth behind Simon's murder. It didn't feel like a movie, but it had all the tense pacing of a great absorbing thriller. I really liked the combination of the murder mystery alongside the post-apocalyptic virus raging through London. Although, as many other characters pointed out during the book, it is a little strange that while London and everyone in it is collapsing into anarchy, Stevie is still besotted with solving the mystery behind Simon's death. I also like Stevie herself, particularly her job. I don't think I've read another book where the main character is the host of a shopping channel program. But she had the background as a journalist, which explains her dogged chasing down of the mystery. Now, this is the first in a trilogy known as The Plague Times. The other books are Death is a Welcome Guest and No Dominion. So if you like plagues in London, shopping channel hosts, mysterious parcels and dead boyfriends, I recommend A Lovely Way to Burn by Louise Welsh. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.